For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for a soul? A reading from Mark 8, 36, 37. For what will it profit a woman if she gains the whole world and loses her own soul? Or what will she give in exchange for her soul? There's some simple things in this text that I want us all to see and I want us all to understand. And when you sum up life, when you sum up your life, our life, what's it all about? Your soul. That's it. If you gain everything, if you gain all the land, all the water, and everything in it, and your soul ain't right with God, you lose. You lose in this thing we call life. But if at the end of your days, you got nothing, you got no home, you got no people, you got nothing but the clothes on your back, but your soul is in its right place with the Creator, you win. And you gain it all. You gain all His promises of the next life to come. So really, life is simple. God made this life, this journey that we are on. And from this text, it's a simple thing. You come into this world with your soul, and you leave this world with your soul. That's it. So in terms of what we should be concerned about and what should be on the center of our hearts on a daily basis, it's our soul. So it doesn't matter what my paycheck is, and it doesn't matter what I can accumulate over time. It doesn't matter what language I speak or what color I am or where I live or what time I live. None of that matters. The simple principle takes everybody in this room, everybody in this city, and puts us all on the same plane. Everything matters to each person the same. Your soul. And the blessing in this is that this one thing that I need to be about, my soul, it's really the only thing I can be about. And it's really the only thing I can control. I can't buy enough car insurance. I can't take enough driving lessons. I can't purchase the most safest vehicle out there. I can't drive 10 miles per hour under the speed limit. I can't practice all those things and guarantee my security on that highway out there. Can't do it. I can't exercise the proper amount and eat the proper foods and go to all the doctors in the right interval and do the things that culture tells me to do to live long and guarantee my body's health. I can't guarantee I won't tear a ligament or get ill or catch some rare virus that takes me down or get some debilitating disease. I can't guarantee any of that. So why is it that we spend our time figuring out what car we might drive for safety precautions and going to the doctor on some routine visit and paying attention to our diet so much and doing all this time exercising and spending all this energy, thoughts, our heart on things that we can't control? All at the same time, what gets neglected? Our soul. Our soul. The only thing that we need to be about is really the only thing we can be about. We've got to see that. There is not a person alive today that can't make their soul right with God tonight. That opportunity is open, obviously, to everybody in this room. But it's open to every soul, every person, every day to repent, to change, to follow God through Christ. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? I'll play the imagine game just for a couple of moments with y'all. I want you to imagine that you can do what you love. And I mean what you really love to do all day, every day. I love to hunt. I haven't hunted much, but I really love it. I love the preparation of it. I love learning about the animals. I love learning about the animals that I'm not going to hunt that are going to be around. I like learning about the vegetation around me. I like getting out there when it's dark and watching that sun come up and listening to the woods come alive. What do you love? What do you love to do? Now hunting's not sin. Maybe it's gardening, maybe it's video games, maybe it's shopping. That's not sin inherently. But what if I devoted all my time to it, 24/7, and I decided I was going to hunt all 50 states in Canada, and I was just going to go after every creature, and that was going to be my life? What if I did all that? But I didn't make time for God. What if I enjoyed the most of His creation, but not once did I thank the Creator? Imagine if I covered my hands with the blood of animals, but never covered my soul with the blood of Jesus Christ. Imagine that when you fired up Facebook and you fired up FoxNews.com and you turned on the television, that you saw your face there. Imagine you were the hottest movie star of the day. And every producer, every director wanted you to be in their next movie. And you were making your stops at every talk show. And you were doing things from cooking shows to video game streaming to whatever media would allow you to do. You had the personality that everybody loved. And every stop you made, you were a big hit. You went to the dinner party of the most elites. And at that party, it was you that everybody wanted to talk to. It was you that everybody wanted to hang out with. You were the most famous person in the world. And your gift, your gift is relationships. Building and creating relationships with people. But what if you never started that relationship with God? I have no expectations of being famous. No expectations at all. At all. But you know what we'll do in small town Alabama? Yeah, we'll be in a social setting. And we'll be talking, and we'll be having a good time. And someone's name will come up that's not there. And we'll take a little dig at them. We'll take a dig at them humorously. We'll take a little dig at them, and it's truth. We might take a little dig at them because we don't like them very much. We might take a little dig at them because we assume they don't like us very much. You know, we do that kind of stuff. And what happens in that scenario is our social status goes up a little bit and theirs goes down a little bit. And we do that to impress the people we're around. You know, sometimes we dress a certain way. Sometimes we start speaking a certain way or using particular vocabulary. We might change a lifestyle. We might pick up a new hobby. We might start watching a TV show or play a new game or start using a new app. Why? Just to be involved with somebody that we admire more? Or just to be involved in a group setting of people that we want to be involved with more? Don't let that kind of stuff, the simple social types of things, get in the way of your soul being close to God. Because each time we do that, our face time with God is less. And our face time with this world is more. Imagine if you were wealthy. I mean filthy wealthy. Billionaire wealthy. If from month to month you travel around this world, dropping by at your mansions. When you'd go out to eat, you'd only pick the restaurants that had the helicopter pad, because that's how you travel to and from. You could spend $1 million every day, live to be 100, and you'd leave billions. You know, there's people in our world like that. I don't have any expectations of being rich like that. Filthy, ridiculously rich. But you know what we do? We monitor our little bitty checkbooks like a hawk. We work overtime at our employment, hoping for that little 2% bump at the end of the year. We'll do extra, extra, extra work, hoping for just a little bonus check. Spend time trying to figure out, where can I be in 15 years? How can I retire early? What can I enjoy in this place? All for what? Not to be famously rich. Not to be a millionaire. Not to be a billionaire. To enjoy a little piece of Chelsea, Alabama. It's a lot of time we invest in that kind of stuff. That's away from God. I don't know where your soul is tonight. These examples that I threw out there, it's just the snares and the things of this world, and there are some big ones, that get in our way, and get in our way often. I want us to see that, and I want us to honestly reflect on ourselves about this stuff. How is your soul tonight with God? Every one of us can make it right tonight. Amen. If we feel like we're not as close as we need to be. Don't get closer to this world than God. If there's anything you need this evening, please don't wait a moment while we stand and sing.